Thank you and good morning. The weather advisories issued by the National Weather Service, high winds, high surf, and heavy rains at times, remain in effect as the first of two storm systems moves through the area. Rainfall forecasts call for about an inch of rain over the next 24 hours, and the rain was much heavier to the north, where more than an inch fell in Del Norte and Curry County, Oregon, yesterday morning over a two-hour period. Heavy rains fell in that area overnight, and the forecast called for between 4 to 6 inches of rain over the next 12 hours. Locally, high winds and rain are in the forecast for today, with heavier rain expected tomorrow. The forecasts say we could see up to 2 inches of rain in Eureka as the second storm band moves through. The power outage map is relatively clear, and there are no reports of storm-related damage or power outages in the county. Roadways could be affected by standing pools of water, and motorists should be alert for downed tree limbs and other detritus on the road surface as well. The signatures at the bottom of a statement that outlines opposition to Prop 64, the measure that would legalize the personal possession and consumption of marijuana, include the names of Sheriff Mike Downey, Undersheriff Bill Hansel, local police chiefs Andy Mills and Brett Smith, probation chief Bill Damiano, as well as Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Vleck. The statement cites the potency of modern marijuana and children's health and safety as chief concerns, along with the impact to public safety. Speaking of polling numbers, the latest polling numbers from the Public Policy Institute of California reveal no surprises as we enter the final month before the November general election. Partisan party support for the presidential candidates is strong, with more than 80% of Democrats in favor of Hillary Clinton and just over 70% of Republicans in favor of Donald Trump, although Clinton holds a substantial lead over Trump among likely voters. The state Senate race between Attorney General Kamala Harris and Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez shows Harris with a large lead, but the data also shows that as many as a quarter of likely voters have no preference between the two. Of likely voters asked about the support for Prop 64, the marijuana legalization measure, 60% support legalization with strong support among Democrats and independents. Prop 55, which would increase the income tax rate on the highest earners in the state, has the support of 54% of likely voters, and about 60% of voters support the increase in sales tax for cigarettes and other tobacco products. Jordan Christmas has local election news.
John Fullerton, who is running for the Eureka City Council Ward 4 seat, is offering a $1,000 reward for any information leading to those responsible for the theft and vandalism of his campaign signs posted across the city. Fullerton says that at least 36 of his campaign signs have been either defaced or stolen, and that his campaign signs were clearly targeted as other candidates' signs were left alone. Anyone with information can contact Fullerton's office.
Thank you, Jordan. With stormy weather expected, heading into the weekend, the Humboldt Bay Fire Department has canceled its annual open house, which was scheduled to begin on Saturday morning. Public safety concerns and the nasty weather were the chief reasons to cancel the event, and another open house will be scheduled in the near future. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg touched on several topics at his last appearance on Talk Shop, and one of those topics was foster care in the county. Sundberg said that after a steep drop in the number of families willing to foster children that prompted the county to issue a call for foster volunteers last year, the numbers have improved, although the county is still working to ensure those families get the proper support. That can be difficult when it comes to older children or children with special needs or medical conditions.
We did drop down in homes there for a while. We've made a little bit of a comeback in the last couple of years. We're really focusing on what do these families need? How do we support them? How do we make sure that we can do everything we can to help that family with the kids that they have? And what goes along with that is some kids have a lot more needs than other kids, you know, and make sure that those families with the more needs are getting appropriate services from the county.
In addition to county efforts, Sundberg did mention the work that Dale Maples and his family have done through the faith-based nonprofit Forgotten Initiative program that has operated a clothing closet and provided support services for foster families. Sundberg said there's always room for people looking to help.
If someone's interested, they can call me and I can get them as much information as they'd like, or they can call our social services division and they can help them out. But yeah, if someone's interested and just wants more information, I definitely suggest they call. Any of their supervisor would know how to steer them in the right direction.
The county has about 300 foster children with about 85 licensed foster homes to work with. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.